When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $1.99 a pound. Then during the 99 cents produce sale, Cosmic Crisp apples and Roma tomatoes are just 99 cents a pound, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by us and our fun times. Thank you, us.
Thank you.
Thanks, us. So we wanted to come in on the air in the internet waves to talk to you about Orlando.
Orlando.
We went Florida.
Florida.
Don't say it.
I know, you can't.
It's one heck of a drug.
Mess me up, Florida. Anyway,
it's a lyric.
We recently went to Orlando, Florida, and we had good times, and we wanted to share with you about our experiences there. And let's start with our delayed flight out of Akron, Ohio. Honestly, shout out to Akron Airport. That was a great airport. Teeny, yeah.
Was that your first time?
It was my first time. It was my first time in Akron.
First time at the CAC.
At the CAC. Mm-hmm. It was cute.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
No security line.
Barely. Like, we walked right through.
Even, so like we had TSA pre-check, yes. But even regular security, there literally was no line. The only difference that pre-check got us was that we didn't have to take our shoes off and take like our stuff out of our bags and whatnot.
Which was nice.
Which they handed us literally like a laminated sheet of paper that said you have TSA pre-check, and then you handed it to the guy, and then yeah. He didn't make you take your shoes off. It's awesome.
And then we're cruising through this in our MCO sweatshirts. And one of the police officers at the airport was like, MCO, that place sucks. And we're like, yeah, we know.
Like, that place is so busy. We're like, yep,
yeah,
we're
aware. Like, one of the worst. He overheard Tiffany say something about how much time we saved coming to Akron Canton.
Well, even Cleveland gets...
Cleveland's security gets nice. So backed up.
So backed up. Understaffed for sure.
And he was like, yeah, all that time you saved, you're going to spend it at MCO.
Yeah. And you know what, you guys?
We didn't. No, it was actually a great MCO experience.
Was pretty great this last time. Yeah. Oh, this was the whistling flight. The flight down was the whistling flight.
So we took Breeze Airways for the first time. I actually really enjoyed it.
Yes.
But the flight down, there was this sound. It sounded like... Yeah, like if you're on the highway in the car and like the windows just cracked open, yeah, and I don't know what that air whistle. I don't know. That drove me insane, but like everything else was fine.
I didn't hear it because I was listening to stuff.
It was also a pretty bumpy flight down.
It was a bumpy flight.
It was stormy that day.
A lot of hand holding on my part.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't take enough of my medicine. I should have taken more than one, but I didn't want to like pass out.
You could have. We would have carried you.
Yeah,
maybe we would have left you there.
But the seats on this airplane, it was a two on one side and a three on the other.
Oh, yeah.
Roomy. They actually reclined into a comfortable position.
Full tray.
full tray, mini tray for your phone.
Yeah, that was cool.
And USB and USB-C
chargers
built into the seat in front of you. It was great.
And yeah. They did like they had like Spirit doesn't give you any free drinks. They had free water, tea, and coffee. Jinx Yummy Coke, Jinx Yummy Summer Cola, 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 Jinx Yummy Summer Cola, Jinx Yummy
Summer Cola, Jinx Yummy
Summer Cola.
Run her lungs!
Megan, we're gonna secretly train. Just breathing exercises.
Held on for so long.
It was intense. I needed a drink of water.
Have breath in you.
I don't know.
I knew.
She runs. That's it.
I knew the second it started, I didn't have enough breath.
If Megan did Jinx breathing training, like if she Googled like how to breathe, hold your breath for underwater, you would probably get her.
Probably.
Because nobody wants to run. Don't run. Man. I don't support that.
It's a selective sport, that's for sure.
Oh, that was intense.
Yeah, I lost.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I lost.
You did. I feel like Katie could have gone on a lot longer.
I know. I was like, run out of air.
I would have no air.
I can tell when your voice drops an octave that you're almost there.
And then she goes,
I just have to hold on a little more.
Whatever.
What were we saying?
Our flight did get delayed a little bit, which was annoying, but it was, yeah. I guess there was a lot of delays out of MCO, and our plane was coming from MCO to go back to MCO, and that was where like the delay happened, so
yeah.
But yeah, bumpy.
Yeah,
I don't know
then
why.
It was like super. Oh, also, we all made the executive decision that we were not checking any bags, and it was the best decision that we ever made.
I don't think I'll ever check another bag to MCO ever again in my life.
No, it takes so long.
Not
to
unless
get your
I'm
bags.
Going for like
a longer time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not for our short
so
weekends.
So we all
though.
Did backpacks and rolly carry-ons, yep. And it was amazing because we
highly recommend. Highly recommend.
Right off, went straight to the booth to get our rental car. Got right into a rental car. There was a little hiccup there, but it's whatever. And then,
oh yeah, I forgot about that.
On our way,
it wasn't
and then
too bad. We ended up getting a really nice car.
We did.
The first car we picked, we started putting our stuff in, and then Meg goes, "Oh,
it says do not rent.
Do not rent. Never mind." So we had to leave.
Yeah. So then. Thankfully, this was the first time with Tiff that we rented a car. And I think that I don't think I ever want to not rent a car anymore.
No, that was perf.
It was really so nice. Just because like Katie and I live there. So like I mostly know my way around. It's also just like so easy because, you know, you've got a GPS in your pocket. So like, why not? You don't have to be dependent on the buses or anything.
Yeah.
We rented from Hertz. We got a AAA discount, which is why we rented with Hertz. Mm. So...
You ever have a Hertz donut?
No.
Don't do it. She's gonna punch you, man.
I know. I don't want one. Thank you, though.
I didn't say do you want one. I said have you ever had one?
Yeah, I have.
You're so 90s bully right now. So we cruised to... After getting turned around and finding a McDonald's, we finally made it.
Just for Tiffany not even be able to eat it because she had some tum-tum issues.
I had some tum-tum issues.
You couldn't eat it?
Listen.
She barely ate it.
Don't go to the Port Orleans Riverside lobby bathroom.
Still to this day. Don't go.
Stall number one. Not my fault.
God.
Man. Anyways, we get there. Our room's nice. It's nice. Port Orleans Riverside is a really great. It's just. It's so calm.
Yeah.
Look how it does poop in the chair. Yes, literally. It was like that.
I just put a lightning bolt. I meant to laugh for you.
I grew up going to Port Orleans Riverside. Like, that was like our normal. Hotel of choice whenever me and my mom would go.
Yeah.
We would like alternate between there and the Polynesian. Mm. Back when the Polynesian was more affordable than it is now.
Polly.
So that it's like it's very nostalgic for me when we go there because it was just like it was just our fave growing up, me and my mom. Used to be called Dixie Landings though, and then they changed it because
as they should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, you know,
I just love the way like I like walking through
the bayou.
Yeah. The bayou. Get to that later.
We saw two bunnies.
Oh yeah.
Not that day, but
yeah, they were just sitting there on the path, right, weren't they?
They're so cute.
Yeah, they were cute.
What's that Tiana song that goes like Dana through the bayou.
Going to the bayou.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just a nice resort. Mm-hmm. It's a nice resort.
They also have the they have the princess rooms there, which mm-hmm. are very cute.
They're so cute.
And they have fifth sleepers, which is nice, which is why we wanted to go there because my mom came with us. Mm-hmm. So we had three beds amongst all of us.
Yeah.
Because of that fifth sleeper, which was really nice. Yeah. So not all of the resorts have the fifth sleeper. So you have to like search for that. I don't know which other one does.
I don't know either.
Quite a few of the deluxe ones do. Or if you like get one of the DVC rooms, a lot of them do. But the nice thing about Port Orleans Riverside is that it's, I think, maybe the only moderate that does. So it's like a little less expensive than a deluxe.
Yeah.
So yeah, that first day was literally just traveling and then we went to sleep.
Passed out.
Just to get up bright and early.
Like 4 hours later.
It was a nice nap, guys. Yeah. It was a real nice nap.
And go straight to Universal.
Yeah, we adventured in Universal Friday for morning like the, and afternoon.
Yeah.
Early afternoon.
We had dinner reservations at Disney, so we were just staying at Universal for as long as we could.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, yeah, I mean, it was through the afternoon.
We started getting tired because of the heat and everything. So, like,
it was
good
pretty
timing.
Hot. It was pretty hot.
It was pretty warm. But we decided to start our day at Studios Side, which usually I feel like we choose to go to Hogwarts.
We do.
But we changed it up this time and started in Diagon Alley.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love getting there, like, mm-hmm. as early as you can because that's when Diagon Alley is going to be the least crowded.
I know. We walked in and I was like,
Harry. I literally ran around with my arms out wide.
She's like, look at this.
There's so much room for activities. But honestly, there was. And like, we put out that reel today and people notice like how empty it is, like right when you get there.
Yeah, it's great.
It was so nice.
It will fill up later. But by that time, since you've been there, you're like, well, I'm at more of a chill pace now anyway. Yeah. So it's fine.
Yeah. We had brekkie at the Leaky Cauldron.
Yeah.
That's in London.
Which we haven't had in a while.
And fun fact.
Sorry.
Because it's okay. It doesn't say this on the menu, but you can get a butter beer with any of your breakfast meal because like a drink is included. So it's like every breakfast option is like $18, which is so overpriced, but you know.
Yeah.
It's theme park pricing.
It is.
But the nice thing is with it is that it can include a butterbeer. And they don't have that on the menu as an option. It, like, says, do you want, like, juice or cider or something like that?
Yeah.
But you can order a butterbeer. And it is the best value because just a butterbeer alone is, like, $8 now.
Yeah. She was like, you guys have been here before. And we were like, eight times.
Yeah. Eight times. I remember when butterbeer was, like, $4.50.
Do you remember?
$3.99.
I know that we have told this on the pod before, but the first time Katie and I were ever at the Wizarding World, we were there when they sold the millionth butterbeer. And then they gave free butterbeers to everyone who was in the Wizarding World.
They're just like holding a tray of them.
It was so cool.
Oh, have fun.
It was so cool.
That makes me think of like the parties when you just walk in and it's just trays of butterbeers and you just pick
it up. Yeah, it was like that. Yeah. Just like in the middle of
it. It was like they were just like waiting for the millionth one to be sold. And then it was like a whole line of workers from the Three Broomsticks like came out with just trays of butterbeer on them. And they were just like handing them out to everybody that was nearby.
That's so awesome.
It was super cool.
Man, that was pre-vlog days.
Yeah. That was like 2011.
Oof. Yeah.
Long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
I got pancakes.
You did.
Just love the pancake breakfast. It doesn't disappoint.
Did we all get hot butterbeer?
Yeah.
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 That I'll was the time.
Yeah, I'll only get it unless it's December.
Yeah, we were sitting in AC.
Yeah,
it felt good.
Hot's my favorite. Have to get it
early in the morning too. It was like slightly cooler out.
Yeah, slightly, ever so slightly.
I got that mushroom and leek pasty. It was awesome.
Katie really liked it.
Like, I would get it again in a heartbeat. It was super flaky. The middle, like, I was worried it was gonna be like big chunks of mushroom because I'm not a mushroom fan, but I wanted to try it anyway. And like, I don't even think I saw it in there. Like, it was very finely chopped.
Nice.
It was delicious.
Nice. What did I eat?
Didn't you just get the American breakfast?
Yeah. So I got scrambled eggs, sausage, bacon, a croissant. I hate that.
I hate that they give me a croissant with the pancake one too. I'm like, it's bread. So I don't need bread. More bread. Didn't Can mine, you give me fruit?
Didn't mine come with fruit?
Yeah. Yeah, her
big pieces of fruit. Yeah. I was like, here you guys, take some. Eat all this.
Yeah.
Good fruit. It was good. It was very ripe and delicious.
Yeah.
What else did we drink there? I thought we got something else. Maybe
I got a pumpkin juice.
Mm.
Because I just feel like I need pumpkin juice with breakfast. I also, this is a fun little tip. They don't serve it on Studio's side, but they have pumpkin fizz on Hogsmeade's side, and it is like fizzy pumpkin juice, and it's very yummy.
Pumpkin pop.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But not as bubbly as pop. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just got a little bit of fizz to it. It's yummy, though.
A wee bit. A wee bit.
Did we go get ice cream after that?
I'm pretty sure we did.
I think we did.
We did. And just chilled on the steps. We filmed a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a lot of content.
I'm trying to spread it out.
Yeah, that's going to be coming out over the months.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's real good stuff. I think we got a couple ice creams and we sat on the steps. We got apple.
Mm-hmm. Granny Smith.
Yeah, which I couldn't taste.
Very lightly flavored.
Everything tasted like caramel.
It was so good.
The butterbeer is so rich.
The green apple was so good until I had a bite of the butterbeer, and then I couldn't taste anything.
Yeah, but the butterbeer.
But the butterbeer, which is fine, but
yeah,
the apple was good before that.
When I was just eating the apple, I could taste it. But it was really good because, like, I mean, everybody knows what, like, that fake apple tastes like, right?
Yeah.
This tasted more like real apple flavor.
It reminded me of, like, a candied apple.
Yeah, but, like, an actual Granny Smith. like it wasn't like, you know, Jolly Rancher's apple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was like a Granny Smith apple flavor. And I think that the caramely flavor is the base ice cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that the base ice cream just has like a little bit of like a caramely flavor to it. And then the Granny Smith swirl.
I love how pretty they are.
They're gorgeous.
Like, it's just such pretty ice cream.
We sat on the steps.
We sat on our steps.
Yeah, but you know what we did right after that?
Did we get your owl?
We went and bought Borgen, my little Borgen owl friend, who sat on my shoulder.
I'm standing there recording this, like, opening of her, this box of this owl, and I'm, like, getting emotional because Meg is, like, so, like, that, it was just pure joy. Like,
that was all I wanted.
There was a woman watching you just with the biggest grin on her face. She was so happy for you.
And, like, this owl was magical because it's he so comes cool. to life
so
and like Meg is talking to him and like he's literally appropriately responding to everything she's saying. It was crazy.
I want it known that I helped name.
Yes.
I did.
We asked him a couple questions about is this your name, and he shook his head to all of them, and then Borgen was it.
He nodded. Looked at you and he was like
an evil owl.
Oh, he's
so then
a good boy.
I took a picture of him with Borgen and Burke sign behind him.
He did take a swim in a puddle because he fell off Mike's shoulder.
Yeah, he sure did.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is, yeah. They fall off a lot. But it's okay. I do think part of it was, like, the outfit that I had on because it was, like, tank top. Like, I think that it would work much better with a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Because... Mm-hmm. There's just like more material there to like hold it down, and then it's not as bulky.
Yeah.
Whereas like the tank top material, because there's like the stitching on the sides, I think it was like messing with the magnet. So if it was just like just t-shirt straight across it, I think it would work better. But that, oh my gosh, guys. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, he was not cheap. I wanna say he was like $65.
Yeah.
But cheap, oh my goodness, that's the only thing. Cheaper than
a wand, isn't it?
Yeah, he's cheaper than a wand.
Yeah. I remember when those were $40 too.
And I remember back in the day.
And he was the only thing I wanted, and he was the only thing I got at Universal.
We didn't get a wand.
I know, we actually didn't.
We actually didn't get a wand.
That was the first time.
I almost did, though. I almost talked myself into getting a wand.
You almost got Ron, right?
Because I don't have the trio.
Do you have Hermione?
I need Ron.
That's a great question. I don't know.
We should double check before December.
Yeah.
But also, we shouldn't buy another wand.
No, I don't need another wand.
But I loved the little owl. And there were quite a few people that had them on. And, like, they're just so cute. So we bought him at the Magical Menagerie. Mm-hmm. And then they also were selling him on Hogsmeade's side at Owl Post. Mm-hmm. And I saw him in Filch's Emporium, too.
Yeah. Filch's is my favorite shop on Island Sign.
Same. Yeah. It's got the best.
It's just best. And it always has Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ever since they got rid of the lockers, they like expanded the locker area to be more merch. And mm-hmm. that's like where they put all their Christmas stuff now, yeah. which is kind of nice.
There were also, it was also magical because Meg would be walking by and like Borgen would just like tweet or hoot or move and someone would be walking by and like, oh my god,
he moves,
your owl moves. Yeah. He's so cute. It was like this, yes, whole conversation.
This is Borgen.
It's very cute. Very cute.
What did we do after we got Borgen?
We walked through Nocturne Alley. They mm-hmm. took out a magic spot.
They did. They took away the house elf that you can
light
a fire underneath.
I understand
underneath.
Why they took it away.
But last time when we were there in December, it wasn't working. Yeah. So
maybe they're just fixing it and then they're going to.
Maybe.
It's a big thing to take out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a whole turret. Yeah.
Tiffany went shopping at Borgen and Burke's.
I always do. They always have the best Deathly Hallow things there.
They do.
I got two shirts.
A tank top and a shirt.
A couple pins. I could have gotten more, but I didn't. I had a tiny bit of self-control. And I was also like, I'm going to Disney tomorrow. I have to save my money.
Right.
Yeah.
Disney always gets me.
And packing the way that we did, we were pretty strapped for space.
I can't believe that we made it home.
We still had some space.
Yeah, we were good.
We could have bought some more stuff.
Oh my God.
It's true.
I'm
Katie
even,
kept saying,
I'm not
I have space.
Kidding.
I have space. And we managed to shove my Mickey Crocs in that bag.
She's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes, I have
I'm
space.
Telling you,
I was going to ship those suckers. And then you guys were like, no.
You should have seen us packing from that August trip that we took.
I think that was the worst one.
That was, we almost didn't make it. We almost couldn't fit everything.
It was bad.
God. It was so close.
Yeah, an extendable charm would have been perfect.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we went and checked out the what the shop that you exit into from Gringotts.
Wiseacres.
And they didn't really have a lot of new stuff there. It was all pretty much like...
Oh, we did see the books. It was the first time that I've been there that I actually saw like the Harry Potter books out on display.
They also had the Mina Lima books, I think I saw.
Did they?
And some of the illustrated editions.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This whole world is built upon these, and they didn't.
I remember a long time ago they used to always have them in Wiseacres, but then I think that they went away for a while, and I'm not really sure why.
They're like behind the counter, aren't they?
Yeah. They did have some cute like stationery stuff though. They had these little like stationery kits.
Oh yeah,
that was like
per house.
Yeah, and then they also had a chocolate frog one and a Honeydukes one, I think, on Hogsmeade side. Which is cute. I always love good stationery that I never use, but it always looks really cute.
That's true. Yeah. Sometimes I use it.
I'll use it for like a week and then I forget about it.
Yeah.
And then I find it months later. Oh, yeah.
And then we tried to go on ET.
We did. We tried.
We walked all the way there.
But then we saw Squidward.
Then we met Squidward and Patrick.
And Patrick, yeah.
Squidward gave me a hug because I told him he's my favorite and he's the best clarinet player ever.
I asked him to dab, and I got told no.
You did. That picture of us is great, though.
It is pretty good.
I like it.
No, this is Patrick.
No, this is Patrick.
And then after that, we went over to Hogsmeade side. We went back and took the train.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we met a really nice family on the train.
We did. They do something every time they ride. they, whatever compartment they're in, they take that letter and then they come up with Harry Potter stuff that starts with that letter.
And they each take a turn and then, like, you drop off, you know, like,
yeah,
if you can't think of one, you're out.
And it was F. We were in cabin F.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, we started contributing because I couldn't. Anytime anything's, like, trying to do, like, alliteration or coming up with, like, I have to participate.
Yeah, I can't not participate.
I just have to do it.
It was so fun. They were really going.
They were good. Even the youngest one was, like, super, super good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun. The dad was like, they're nerds.
Me too. I want to play. Yeah, it was really cute. They were really nice. I didn't pay attention to the ride at all because we were just talking with them.
Yeah, and then when we got over to Hogsmeade side, we went into the Three Broomsticks and got some fruit and some water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we, like, needed some AC time.
I got a frozen butter beer because I had to.
So did I. And then we should have split it because both of us barely drank them.
I think what we should start just doing from now on, unless it's, like, our first meal, we need to split everything else because we want to eat it, but we can't eat all of it.
Yeah. The portions are big.
And we're always good with
splitting our food up anyway. Unless it's Toad in the Hole. I'm not splitting Toad in the Hole.
I would never split Toad in the Hole.
Okay, good.
I would never. Or my parsnips.
We did ride the Hogwarts Express to get the Hogsmeade dust for yes.
We
got, here's a fun little trick. We were all dehydrated, but, like, sometimes you're, like, tired of drinking water or, like, it's not hydrating you enough. So we got watermelon. Because that's basically like a cube of water that's not water.
We had watermelon and then we all did our liquid IVs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Never travel to Florida or anywhere really because
without liquid IV.
Without liquid IV. It saves your life at the parks.
You know where else liquid IV saved us was LeakyCon Denver.
Oh, my God.
Because
of
the altitude.
So much of it. Mm.
I was like so serious about staying hydrated in Denver. I'm like, I'm not going to get altitude sickness.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was chugging water. Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, we tried the Butterbeer Ice Lolly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was like.
It was okay.
The outside was the texture of like a Mickey Premium bar or like any hard shell
like
covered
shell.
Ice cream. Yeah. Which I didn't mind that. The inside, it was too rich for me. And when I'm like that hot, I don't want that. So, like, the ice cream and Diagon Alley was fine because, like, I wasn't, like, burning to death.
Yeah.
But, like, by the time that we got over in there in the afternoon,
it was very hot.
It was so hot. And that's, like, the last thing I wanted to eat. So, yeah. I may like it later.
I liked the shell better.
Yeah, the shell was better than the inside.
When Tiffany was done with it, Katie and I ate the rest of the shell. And then, like, we each took, like, one bite of the inside, and we were like, okay, we're done. So the inside,
it's, like, crunchy, but
it
not.
Was, I mean, it was icy, which I guess, like, it's called an ice lolly.
Yeah, which throws you off, because you think it's going to be, like, creamy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't. It was, like, icy.
Yeah. It was weird.
But, I mean, I would probably give it a 6 out of 10, but I would like to try it again.
I give it a 4.
I was going to go 3.
Really?
Whoa, Catherine.
Yeah.
I really liked the outside. Like,
no, the
it
outside
was, like, toffee.
Was good.
And it was, like, crunchy, like, toffee crunchy on the outside.
Yeah.
And I liked that.
Yeah.
But, like, the inside, also, because of how sweet the outside was, it made me just, like, not even want the inside
anymore.
Did they
sell it in Diagon Alley? I don't think they did.
I don't
did.
Think so. I think it was.
I think it's only in Hogsmeade. At the cart.
It was at one cart.
No, I think that they do.
Where?
I'll look it up. We kind of left after that. Oh, no, we went to Filch's, right? I'll look up if they sell it.
We went to Filch's and then we had that long. Oh, we went to Jurassic.
Oh, right. Yeah, because you wanted
to
look in the gift shop.
But we didn't leave through Jurassic.
We went back through Hogsmeade and then down.
Yeah, which we usually leave through Jurassic because. Little fun fact I put on the internet the other day was
one thing we love doing, taking ideas and making them real. That's what this podcast is, and we couldn't do this without a ton of help from amazing people. So when we started selling online, we found the perfect business partner. Yep, it's Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
Shopify grows with your business no matter how far or how big you grow. Thanks to an endless list of integrations and third-party apps, anything you can think of, from on-demand printing to accounting to chatbots, everything you need to revolutionize your business.
Shopify makes it easy for you to show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style with gorgeous, flexible templates and powerful tools.
And once you've reached your audience, Shopify has the internet's best converting checkout to help you turn them from browsers into buyers.
What we love about Shopify is how, no matter how much you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take your business to the next level.
Running a growing business means getting the insights you need wherever you are. With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere.
Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/swishandflick, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/swishandflick to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/swishandflick.
When you're shopping around for a wireless provider, don't you always think, what's the catch? Well, I heard for a limited time, all of Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. And I thought, what's the catch? But after I talked to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They don't have retail stores or salespeople, and instead they deliver premium phone plans directly to you. All plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and they're delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan, and you bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/swish. That's mintmobile.com/swish. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/swish. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the movie Jurassic Park, when they're going in, Jeff Goldblum's character, Ian Malcolm, says, what do they got in there, King Kong? And then they go through the gates. And then after it, at Universal, in Orlando, when you walk through Jurassic Park, through the Jurassic Gate, which is beside Hogwarts across the bridge, and you go through there and you walk all the way through Jurassic, at the exit on the other side of Jurassic Park is the King Kong Skull Island ride.
That's really funny.
And I think that is hilarious. And I think that they're just diabolical enough to have done that on purpose.
Yeah, probably.
Because Universal is like that.
It's sold at the Hopping Pot.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't really go over there then.
Yeah. I think I might have liked it better earlier in the day.
Yeah. So the Hopping Pot is beside the stage.
Over in Carket Market.
Over in Carket Market, yeah.
I will say that Universal, I think I've said this a million times before, but besides like the ginger newts, like anything that's in a case that's refrigerated, all the stuff that's in it kind of tastes like refrigerator.
Pumpkin pasties don't. I think ginger newt and pumpkin pasties.
Those are the only two.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, we've gotten stuff at, like, Halloween Horror Nights, like, the ice cream, like, things or cake things they have.
The Rice Krispie treat things.
Yeah. And I'm just, like, taste like fridge.
Honestly, and this might be unpopular for people, the cauldron cakes are disgusting.
Which ones are those? I wouldn't say they're disgusting, but they're a lot.
They're disgusting for me.
I don't mind that.
If you don't like
sweets. Is that the one in the reusable?
It's like the one with the big... blob of icing on the top.
Yeah, I like it.
I liked that one. And give I don't it to me. Not the icing, but I like the cake.
I like the cauldron cakes.
I like none of it.
I think we still have those.
Yeah, because I always tell myself I'll bake something in these one day.
You sure won't.
Yeah. Someone make me get rid of it. Then we left.
And we went to my favorite place in the whole entire world.
Mine too. The Polynesian.
The Polynesian.
So we had dinner reservations at the Polynesian. We ate at Ohana.
I think that was probably my most favorite dinner I have had on property, period.
Really?
Yeah. I'm making a bold statement.
It was really good.
I'm making a bold statement.
Katie Ohana forever. Doesn't like it. Did you like it better this time?
I did. And I tried the vegan one because I wanted to. But I think I would have enjoyed it more if I would have just picked off.
Gets overwhelmed.
I do. I get very overwhelmed at Ohana. Yeah. But the food is great. I love the noodles. The chicken was incredible.
Dude, that chicken was stellar.
The wings were my
great.
Favorite part.
I don't think
of the
I
whole,
tried the wings.
The wings and the noodles.
Noodles, oh my
the
God.
Steak was too rare for everyone but me. I was like, give me all the steak.
Yeah. But the vegan one was really good too. It had like jackfruit, seitan chicken.
Yeah, yours. I tried your chicken and seven.
The
vegan plate was good.
And the noodles taste exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was good.
Dude, the wings though.
Those wings were
they
good.
They were
the pot
literally
stickers.
The pot stickers.
I ate 15 pot stickers.
They're so good. Oh, and the bread.
I probably ate 5.
I ate at least. Oh, I don't know.
The bread. I don't like coconut, but it wasn't awesome. Coconutty.
It was pineapple coconut bread with like yummy, delicious honey butter.
It was amazing.
Salad was good too.
And the dessert.
Salad was good. Yeah.
The dessert was like a like a bread pudding.
Yeah.
Oh, that, I was pretty stuffed at that
Kayla,
point.
Kayla. You just need to do Disney with the right people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Meaning us.
Yeah. We won't push you to your limit.
No, we
because
won't.
Because we'll Disney because Disney also does amazing at like vegan accommodations and stuff.
Any
too.
Accommodations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome.
I'm so excited for you, Brie.
Then we went to Magic Kingdom and we had a nice evening at Magic Kingdom.
I forgot we went there that night. That day felt like 4 different days.
It was.
But
that
it was awesome.
The day that was so long, yeah. But just so full of just fun.
Just great, you know?
Yeah. Magic Kingdom is, I don't know. It's my favorite place in the whole world.
And my mom joined us at Magic that night too. And she lasted the whole night.
I was like waiting for her and it's totally fine. I was waiting for her to be like, all right, I'm going to head back to the room. Just I'm tired. She didn't.
She made it the whole night. She came to Ohana with us. She didn't want to do Universal.
We took the ferry over too.
Yeah.
We didn't say that.
Oh yeah.
I love
with Potter. Something Potter.
What?
Oh, James Potter.
General no. Joe Potter.
General Joe Potter.
James Potter.
If it was James Potter,
I
would
have gotten
Megan. Megan would have sunk that boat. It was nice because like you're like cruising on this and you're going to Magic Kingdom and you can see the monorail going and it's just
that's so picturesque.
It's just vibes.
Yeah, yeah. I like told
you. You're going by the Grand Floridian.
Let's do the ferry. You've never done it. Let's do it.
I haven't done it from there. I did a ferry to
Wilderness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not the same.
No, it was a different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a different vibe. And I did the ferry from Magic Kingdom to the Grand Floridian. And that boat was full of spiders.
Oh yeah.
I did that once. It was awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't. Magic Kingdom is just, it's my happy place. It is my happy place.
Epcot is ours.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where we went the next day. Well, we started.
What did we do? People Mover?
Yeah.
That night?
Oh, that night. We did People Mover. We did
Pirates.
We did
Haunted Mansion.
Mermaid. Small World.
We hit a lot for such a short amount of time.
We did. It really wasn't busy.
Did we do Buzz that day? No, we didn't.
No,
do
we
Buzz
did Buzz.
The next
Buzz
day.
Was the last.
Yeah, we did that Saturday night morning. Yeah. Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Before we hopped Epcot.
Right. So we went back.
Wait, was Friday night Bayou Bill?
Yes.
Yeah, Friday night lasted the whole weekend. So yeah, it had to have been early.
So we're driving back to the hotel late Friday night.
Remember all the things we just told you we did.
None of us are under the influence of any adult beverages, by the way. This is just purely exhaustion and
delusion.
Just us being our silly selves.
Slap happy.
I swear, we're driving and there was like a maintenance guy or like a worker who
was not another soul anywhere.
Like literally nowhere. And like when I tell you where I saw this man was like
not where people should be.
On the side of the road by like a big thing of grass. Like, no buildings in sight. He was fixing the lamp, I swear, something. I don't know. And then he was just gone. He was there and then he was gone.
Tiffany without missing a beat.
She goes, that was Bayou Bill. Because we're staying at Port Orleans Riverside and we are staying in the Alligator Bayou.
The Alligator Bayou.
For some context, that's like,
it's Bayou Bill.
Oh my God.
Like, anytime anything happened, I was like, you know what happened?
That's Bayou Bill.
And then it turned into, I was just like joking around. I was like, yeah, and we got Swampy Sue behind us because it was my mom. And she was like, she's just, you know, always a few steps behind us. And my mom really thought it was so funny that I called her Swampy Sue. So then we called her Swampy Sue for the weekend and we had Bayou Bill.
Bayou Bill. We like wanted to come up with his whole story. And
yeah,
we were wondering if there were different ghosts at each park. What did I say for Epcot? Eerie Epcot Eddie.
Eerie Eddie.
Yeah, he left all the the wheelchairs in the park.
The wheelchairs, like, there was just, we were going to there's just a, like, an empty parking lot because we parked at Epcot Saturday morning because Megan got lost and then turned it into a genius moment.
It's true.
But we were leaving from Epcot that night. So it kind of worked out in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. So we parked in the front row in Wally at Epcot. And then we took the monorail to Magic Kingdom because we were spending the first half of our day at Magic Kingdom. And then we were hopping to Epcot later. And Epcot's parking lot is like empty. And there's just random wheelchairs everywhere.
It's like the courtesy wheelchairs that they let you use to like get back to your car. Yeah. Or like whatever. They were everywhere.
You owe me a Coke, Tiffany.
Would you jinx me?
Yeah, we both said yeah at the exact same time. Same tone and everything.
Same tone.
She just really needed a redemption Coke from the one that we had.
That was out of anger. That was not out of fun.
I wasn't going to call it. And then I was like, no, I need to call it.
Speaking of this day, we did our Coke redemption at Magic
Kingdom.
Oh,
yeah. We did.
Hold on. How do I do it? Because I don't
think
that.
Did someone award me mine that I fought very hard for?
I don't know.
We'll have to check.
Mia's not here.
I know. It's okay.
So we did our Cokes.
Yeah, we made a plan.
I'm going to send a picture.
Yeah, so.
In Discord.
Do it. We decided to split up. Meg was like, you go get cups at Cosmic Rays. We'll go get the Cokes. Because they ordered some food at Casey's Corner.
Yep.
So we were going to sit down anyway.
What kind of food?
Corn dog nuggets. Catherine.
Disgusting corn dog nuggets. I did steal lots of fries, though. So I went to Cosmic Rays, which is like just a quick service, like you can get chicky nuggies there and burgers and stuff. And I like scanned these people. I was like, which one of these people are going to give me 21 empty cups? And I found one and I approached. I was like,
I found one.
I have a weird request. He's like, he was already on board. I could tell. He's like, okay. It's like, I need 21 of your small cups, just empty. And he's like, okay. Turns around, boop, 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 counts them. He's like, here you go. With, like, this ridiculous smile. Thanks. That picture's awesome. I tried to. Oh, do you have my fancy picture that I took of them in front of the castle?
I love it so much, dude.
All the cups.
Oh, yeah. She's walking back from Tomorrowland.
Because I just met them there. I'll find it and send it in there, but.
I do not have it, so you have to send it.
But then, so we're sitting there and we set all this up, and like, of course, it's the where you eat.
People are looking at us.
Yeah, of course, it's going to attract attention. Like, people are like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
someone like tried to get Coke off of us because he had like little bottles of rum.
Yeah, which, mini bottles of liquor.
How do you sneak that in there?
You are not allowed to do.
It was random and weird.
The manager got in on it, and she was like, "I don't think you guys have enough Coke to fill all of those," and we didn't. So she got us another Coke for free, and then she found out it was my birthday, and she made the entirety of Casey's sing happy birthday to me, and then she brought me a baseball brownie for my birthday. She was very sweet.
She kept coming and checking on us.
Yeah, she's like, "How you doing? How many of you drink?"
Yep, it was awesome.
Then she looked at Tiffany and was like, "How many do you have to do?" And I was like, 12. And she was like, "You can't do that." She was like, suddenly so concerned.
She was very into Megan making her goal, but Katie and I were like, not gonna do it.
Here, I found it. I'm sending it.
Oh my God.
Then we went to Epcot. We had... Tiffany went on Spaceship Earth for the first time.
I did. Yeah. I did. And we sat...
Go on.
Oh.
We went on Jungle Cruise for the first time, too.
Oh, my God. We forgot about that. Jungle Cruise was good. It was nice to check some boxes off of my, like...
to-do list.
My to-do list at Disney, which is forever ongoing.
You know, one of these days, it's going to have to include something in Animal Kingdom. We have to go to Animal Kingdom when it's not hot.
Yeah.
Carrie said we can't ruin her trip.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Carrie's never gone to Animal Kingdom with me. That honestly is shocking to me that she didn't like Animal Kingdom, because she works at like a school that does like theater and stuff like that.
Maybe
like
she didn't know where to go.
Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom's all about shows.
Yeah.
You gotta go to the Lion King show. It's literally the best show on Disney property.
I don't need to see it a lot. You gotta go to the
Finding Nemo show.
I haven't seen that.
It's amazing.
I saw my kids do it.
No, not the same thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not. But anyways. You gotta
go to my spot.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
I'm not gonna share it with you, though, because you're not worthy.
Good, then that means I can go to Magic Kingdom.
No, it's included. Gotta go see the otters.
Or Hollywood Studios.
You don't have to buy tickets for the show.
I didn't go to Hollywood Studios this time.
Good to go. They're air conditioned. It's great.
Jungle Cruise is great. The wait time for that ride is always huge. Jungle Cruise, Mine Train, and Peter Pan always have like the longest wait times at Magic Kingdom. So I would suggest if you're going there and you don't want to genie those rides, go there and knock those out first. Like right when park opens. But it was totally worth it. Alana, when I take her in August, I'm going to take her on that because she didn't get to do that one either. So
funny.
I feel like, shut up, Megan.
I'm forever going to give you poop about not liking Animal Kingdom.
It's just not my favorite park.
It's just
because you haven't.
I just need to convert you.
The fun.
It is hot.
I know.
Don't go in any time that it's slightly warm.
Even when we lived there, I didn't step foot in Animal Kingdom all summer. You don't go to Animal Kingdom in the summer.
I feel like an ant under a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Honest to God, maybe that's why I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I love Setuli.
Why is it hotter?
Because of all of the plants.
You're in a rainforest.
And like, it's like, I think it also is for some of the animals, but like genuinely just like the way that all the foliage is, like traps heat.
It's so hot.
Yeah.
It is so hot.
'Tis a safari.
But I love the cheeseburger bao buns. So good.
Oh, I thought you said cheeseburger.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of, we always call them egg rolls. I guess they're spring rolls.
Whatever.
I don't care.
Wasn't that our breakfast?
It was our breakfast. It sure was. Yeah, we had cheeseburger spring rolls, and then we got with coffee. And then we got on Jungle Cruise. And that was like literally the perfect morning.
And we all wondered why we had hot snakes.
Did I have hot snakes that day?
I don't know.
I don't think I did.
Cheeseburger, egg rolls, coffee, cold brew.
I think that's the mix that I need for a good time.
And Bayou Bill.
Do we go to Pirates after that?
Kayla said anyone doesn't like anything about a Disney park. Megan, you're wrong. You just need to go with me.
Honestly. Did you like Spaceship Earth?
I loved it.
Did you like
it? It was a very Tiffany ride. And that's why I like kept saying that we needed to go on it like the last two trips. But then like it just didn't work out. But I was like, Tiffany will love this ride.
Yeah, I do love it.
I was just waiting the whole time for the ending to come on. Jesus. Because I knew she didn't know.
Your face was, I was absolutely waiting. Ridiculous.
I took a video
Did
of
you?
It. Yeah.
Oh my God. So they like take your picture. They tell you to smile at the beginning. So I'm like, you know. And Megan's eyes are like wonky.
She was like.
And it was just such a nutty picture. And then it's like puts you up on the big screen at the end. You walk out.
So funny.
So fun. But we had May's birthday dinner. Yay. Le Cellier.
At Le Cellier. And I got my New York strip steak and it was delicious. Mm-hmm. And
very
we went
good.
And saw Simple Plan.
And we saw Simple Plan, yes.
And we got to see the Brookhearts and we got to meet Charlie, their new little baby.
I never have enough time with them.
I know.
Charlie did not bite me.
No. He, in fact, slept.
He's wee worms. Him is small.
It was so fun.
Simple Plan just puts on such a great show.
So much fun.
They did not do the Scooby-Doo theme song.
No, they didn't.
And that was so sad. But
we should have started chanting it. I wonder if they would have done it. Yeah,
they might have, man. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how like strict they are about timing, but...
They filmed a lot of content at the parks.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I followed them on Instagram, and they keep putting out stuff.
We did know about Simple Plan beforehand.
I got a beer.
Oh, yeah. We all got Schafferhofer in Germany. Those three things were what I wanted for my birthday. I wanted to eat at Le Cellier. I wanted to see Simple Plan, and I wanted to get a Schafferhofer at the Germany Pavilion. And that is exactly what we did.
We didn't have enough time at Epcot, so I feel like next time we need to be Epcot heavy for us.
I would sad about that. Yeah,
we need to be Epcot heavy.
We didn't go to Japan.
We did. I know we didn't. I love going to Japan. That's my favorite spot to go.
We didn't get to ride Frozen.
We didn't get to. Oh, that was pretty disappointing.
You almost had it.
She almost had it for us. Frozen is a really difficult ride to get. I think in August I'll be fine because
we didn't get to go on Figment.
Yeah. No, we didn't. But we did Living with the Land, and I had a lot of really cute hidden things.
I love
this
Living
time.
With the Land. So they always like do something a little different with Living with the Land for each of the festivals. And it was cool to see that for Flower and Garden they did like little themed
Little Mermaid,
areas.
Beauty and the Alice Beast. Alice in Wonderland.
Didn't they have a Beauty and the Beast?
I don't remember Beauty and the Beast one.
I don't know.
Like princessy stuff. Like hidden. Lots of hidden Mickeys, obviously.
Yeah.
There's so many hidden Mickeys.
I love the hidden Mickey that they do in the lettuce all the time.
Oh.
It was a mini. Oh.
They did a mini,
and,
Mickey.
And a Mickey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember when you got a mini waffle?
I did. That's I got a mini waffle for breakfast. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah, she got a mini waffle.
Those waffles were really good.
Yeah. But yeah, we left that night. We saw a little bit of the fireworks.
Yeah.
And then we went to
bed.
I
liked the music for the fireworks. But it was very reminiscent of Happily Ever After.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't have a judgment on the show because I haven't seen it. I haven't like sat and watched Luminous yet. So, but a lot of the music reminded me of Happily Ever After.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the Aladdin stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, the next morning we got up and we needed to have Mickey waffles. So we ate at the resort.
Yep. And then we just hung out at Disney Springs that day until we had to go to the airport.
Yeah.
Did a little bit of shopping.
Oh, just a little bit.
Yep.
Just a small.
Where did we eat? Earl?
Earl of Sandwich.
Earl of Sandwich. I wasn't really impressed.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe it was what you
yours
ordered.
Yours was weird, right?
Yeah. I got like the steak sandwich, which usually are pretty good places, but it was very chewy. So that won't happen again.
I do. I love their ham and cheese sandwich.
You don't like ham.
What is wrong with you?
A lot.
You don't like Animal Kingdom. You don't like ham.
You don't like bananas.
You don't like bananas.
Yeah, I don't like bananas.
Bananas don't like you.
You didn't like the Starbucks iced coffee? That's because you ordered it bad, though.
You didn't like
you either. Ordered it, didn't you?
I ordered what you wanted.
What did I say?
You're like, I just want a nice coffee with oat milk.
I was never like, said
you're
oat.
Gonna want
stuff I would in never it. Say oat milk.
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 So then she had a sip of Meg's drink, and then she Meg was like, gave oh, her that's like
good. So then I split it with her because I'm a good friend. And then I ordered it for her the next day.
Post our coffee pictures. You also never sent them to me without the watermark.
Oh, sorry.
Are you?
A little. But oat milk is the best milk. You're right.
Oh my God.
Tiffany does need a like-dislike list, but just a dislike list so that it's just like mine. Tiffany... Yeah, and then Katie's dislike list is just nacho fries.
Put Animal Ooh. Kingdom at number one.
Nacho fries. Nacho lies.
I'm going to tell the WizKids that we need dislike lists for all of us.
Okay.
Undesirable lists.
Yeah, undesirable lists.
Animal Kingdom, number one.
I would like nacho fries followed by corn dogs.
I can't speak to the nacho fries, but corn
put
dogs
number one on
everything.
My list is Pirates of the Caribbean, just to spite Tiffany.
Then don't ride it. Don't you even smell the water. You would be sad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want a desirable list, too. I like some stuff besides Katie, Taylor Swift, and my babies.
I'm just glad I made it.
I like Tiffany, all right.
I'm on the list.
You could put Kayla on the list, too. Yes, when they have the animal puppets. You're right, Slew.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
that's
love that.
Magic.
It is magical.
Not Magic Kingdom.
We have to go. I love pumpkins.
All right.
We could talk forever about Disney, let's be
Truly.
Honest.
Truly.
It was a great time.
I had a good time with you guys.
You know what's good? The way we travel together.
Yeah.
And at this point, I feel like we really get each other.
I couldn't agree more.
Nobody ever gets upset if we need to take a break or...
We all try to like... Like
we
before
all try
we even,
and like hit something that we all want
to
do.
Yeah, before we even started the day, Tiff's like, all right, what's everyone's number one?
Yeah.
And like we would just strive to do those first.
Yeah.
And then go from there.
I think that now that like you've asked me that a few times since we've traveled, I think that I'm realizing that my favorite ride at Magic Kingdom is the Little Mermaid.
It is. Because you always use that as your number one.
I know.
It's that People Mover and you really enjoy Buzz.
I do.
I do like a Buzz. Yeah.
I love Winnie the Pooh, but that line is.
The line's awful.
Even. Mm-hmm. If you get Genie Plus on that ride,
not
it's
great.
Just so loud over there. It makes me want to rip my ears off.
It's really loud.
That's where a lot of like
I
the little kids are. And that's where they
when
like.
When I stand in that line.
Get buy some.
I should.
Get your plugs.
Yeah. But yeah. I feel like we all have like similar goals when we go places too.
Next time we go to Disney, I want to drive the cars. We're doing Tomorrowland Speedway.
I'm down. Okay. Did you know they're powered by propane?
I want to smell the gasoline.
They're powered by the food from Ohana.
No, the buses are.
The buses are. That's super cool fact we learned, though.
Yeah, I did not know. And that's been a thing for a long time, I guess.
The food waste at Ohana is turned into...
At all Disney restaurants.
It's turned into fuel for the bus, the Disney buses.
So yeah, cool.
Crazy.
Why aren't we always doing this?
Agreed.
I know.
Yeah. Anyways... But yeah, that concludes that, and we'll have vlogs coming out to you at some point. Check our social media for little snippets of our experience. Meg put out a reel today of us traveling, and it was cute.
Social meds.
Yeah,
it was really cute.
Read those social meds.
Gave me some feels.
Yeah. Like, share, save.
Yeah.
Comment.
Yeah. All those things help us out a lot.
Engage.
Comment, engaging with it in some way, and also like saving it, clicking that little, it's like looks like a little pennant.
I actually have created little folders on both TikTok and Instagram that is just to boost. And I'll save videos in there that like I want to help boost.
Yeah. It's a really easy way to help us grow.
Yeah. Yes, Lou, I really do want to do the behind the scenes tour. That is definitely
We've talked about that. We saw them. Yeah, while we were writing, we saw them on there.
We've talked about it forever and just haven't done it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got chill.
All right. What is this episode for?
Our friendship.
Great friends and great times and Bayou and Bill. Great
travels.
Bayou Bill.
And Swampy Sue. Swampy
Sue. Bayou Bill.
Just ridiculous. That's this episode's gonna be called The Adventures of Bayou Bill.
Can we make like a webcomic?
Would you like me to do it? I think that would make it even better. I want it in the style of Old Cheeseburger Lady.
I want you to do it in MS Paint only.
Watch me accidentally hit that paint bucket all the time, just ruin everything. All right, that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice! What is that look?
You're sneaking sweethearts over there.
I need them away from me. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we recording?
Yeah, I have been recording.
We recorded all of it?
Yeah.
We needed it.
Adventure awaits at every turn in Cedar City, Utah. Hike through breathtaking Red Rock Canyons, bike along scenic trails, and catch a show at the Utah Shakespeare Festival. There's so much to discover in Cedar City, Utah. Check out visitcedarcity.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.